A rare opportunity. Proposing a new national wildlife refuge is rare today. What makes Hackmatack even more unique is its location. Story by Kathy Andrews. A network of public land set aside to protect wild animals and plants evolved in 1903 through the creation of the National Wildlife Refuge System. Today, 560 refuges span 95 million acres across all 50 states and 5 U.S. territories. A proposal under consideration by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service could result in the creation of the newest refuge, one spanning the border of Illinois and Wisconsin and located in the shadow of Chicago and Milwaukee. Within Illinois are 7 national wildlife refuges located primarily along the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. With the addition of Cypress Creek National Wildlife Refuge in 1990 and Emmaquan in 1993, the Fish and Wildlife Service manages nearly 320,000 acres to conserve, protect, and enhance fish, wildlife, and plants and their habitats for the benefit of the American people. The study area of the proposed Hackmatack Refuge encompasses more than 88 publicly and privately owned parks, preserves, and conservation areas in northeastern Illinois and southeastern Wisconsin. Collectively, a total of 50,000 acres of natural ecosystems fall within the proposed boundary, with the bulk of the protected acreage owned by the Lake County Forest Preserve District, McHenry County Conservation District, and Illinois and Wisconsin Departments of Natural Resources. These lands will continue to be owned by these agencies and managed as they have always been if a refuge is sited in the area. Those spearheading the refuge proposal seek to preserve some of what once was ecologically typical and now extremely rare in the bi-state region. Included within the boundaries are a rich complement of habitats, including wetlands, carved by glaciers millions of years ago, and globally at-risk oak savannas, as well as the plants and animals associated with those systems. The bounty of rich wilderness drew early settlers to what has become one of the Midwest's largest metropolitan areas, with more than 12 million people residing within a 2-hour drive of the proposed refuge area. Developers and a growing population exert continual pressure on the remaining disparate dots of natural lands. Ed Collins, a natural resource manager with the McHenry County Conservation District, is intimately involved with the grassroots effort exploring new and creative ways to preserve open space habitat in northeastern Illinois. Illinois is unique because our conservation community is composed of multiple systems of land preservations, Collins explained. In northeastern Illinois, open lands are owned by constituent organizations, private land trusts, and city, county, and state governments, but we lack involvement by federal agencies whose primary mission is wildlife conservation. That started us thinking that involving the Fish and Wildlife Service would be a way to take land preservation and management efforts to another level. The national significance of northeastern Illinois' resources is further driving the grassroots effort. The Nature Conservancy has classified some of the natural plant communities in northeast Illinois as critically imperiled or imperiled globally. In addition, the Audubon Society has identified 3 sites as important bird areas, a global designation for areas vital to birds and other biodiversity. When you grow up in an area, running errands to the store and taking your children to school every day, you have a tendency to take things for granted, Collins continued. There is a slow magic that is part of the Midwest. When you step back and really consider what we have here from an ecological standpoint, you realize that while the resources are understated, this region truly is incredible. From that unique pool of resources comes the refuge's name, Hackmatack. Hackmatack is a Native American word for the tamarack tree, an Illinois threatened species restricted to the peat soils of bogs and forested fens in Lake and McHenry counties, and one of 109 species of concern found within the study area. Natural communities in the area support a diversity of flora and fauna, including 211 birds, 77 fish, 25 mussel, 67 butterfly, 29 reptile and amphibian, and at least 785 native plant species. In addition, the glaciated landscape provides nesting habitat for 51 of the 83 bird species identified as conservation priorities in the Midwest region. Creation of a new national refuge is a lengthy process involving studies, public open houses, events, and comment periods. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will produce an environmental assessment before making a recommendation on the best course of action to create a refuge or not. A draft environmental assessment should be available for public review and comment during the summer of 2011, according to Gary Mullenhart, a conservation planner with the Fish and Wildlife Service, who is leading the agency's planning effort. A new national wildlife refuge would help expand and link the network of protected lands already assembled by partner organizations, including DNR. DNR Assistant Director John Rogner explained. With federal, state, county, municipal, and private organizations working together, we could create a cohesive whole on a landscape scale for both people and wildlife. Less than 15% of the land within the proposed study area has been set aside for its resource and recreational value, creating small pockets of nature within a heavily urbanized area. Filling in the landscape gaps would entail improving or restoring thousands of acres of drained wetland basins, historic prairies, and forest habitats. These acres would become the actual boundaries of the Hakmatack National Wildlife Refuge. Conserving habitat between protected parcel also addresses a concern arising from a result of climate change, enhancing plant and animal migration through the creation of continuous north-south and east-west migration routes. The proposed refuge would also seek to provide habitat for migratory birds, a trust resource for the service, Mullenhart explained. Many birds that depend on grasslands have been declining throughout their range. A national refuge will bring together a number of land management partners working toward a shared management plan, Rogner explained. Ultimately, this means we can quickly advance goals of the Illinois Wildlife Action Plan for the grassland and prairie, wetland and forest campaigns. Development of a state action plan was a federal directive to states to receive continued funding for conservation programs. While in a refuge, wildlife comes first, meeting the needs of for nature-based recreation aren't ever far behind. Hunting, fishing, wildlife observation, trails and nature photography exist within the refuge system wherever such activities have no negative impact on wildlife. Recognizing the need for a stronger presence in metropolitan areas, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service developed an urban refuge policy stimulating the establishment of refuges in locations that will foster environmental awareness and outreach programs and connecting adults and children with nature. Lenore Bayer-Clough, policy director at Openlands and also a resident of McHenry County, is part of the grassroots group advocating for a refuge. She said, "If we want to help urban populations understand and value our land, rivers, and wildlife, we need to protect areas for them to visit close to home. Hakmatack gives people from the Chicago metropolitan area a unique and beautiful place to bring their families to hike, birdwatch, and also learn. Our part of the world is a unique, beautiful place and contains some of the most endangered plants, animals, and communities within a major metropolitan area," Collins summarized. "This really is a place of national significance and is worthy of an investment of time and money so the natural resources of Northeast Illinois are recognized as a true national treasure to be passed along to future generations."